Call the meeting to order. The Representative Rukavina, as you know, we don't have a quorum yet. We'll move your bill when we get to that point, but...
I trust you to do the right thing, Mr. Chairman.
I think we'll be just fine, Representative Rukavina. We'll go to House File 3739, also known as Senate File 3147. And we'll be acting on the Senate file. Members, Representative Rukavina, to your bill.
Members, basically this bill just, there was a sunset on a program that provides services on our cell phone bills, provides services for the blind community so they can read the news in greater Minnesota, I believe, and also the deaf community. So what this does is removes the sunset. It was scheduled to sunset in 2010, and this would keep the program alive for both the blind and deaf community. That's all it does.
That's all, Representative Rukavina?
That's all it does.
You didn't put anything in the small print? Or?
No, there is no small print.
Is there anyone else who desires to testify with respect to House File? I'm sorry, Senate File 3147.
Does he have anything in here pertaining to
this? We should check.
But not pertaining to this bill.
Thank you, Representative Rukavina. Are there questions or concerns for Representative Rukavina with respect to Senate File 3147? All right. Thank you, Representative Rukavina.
Thank you, members.
I assure you, well, as much as I can, we'll get the bill out.
Representative Villaforis will move the bill, I hope.
Yeah, we'll move it.
And we're close.
Oh, we're not close.
Do we have Representative Loeffler here yet? All right. We're in recess. We'll wait for Representative Loeffler.
Obviously, she doesn't know how the committee works.
Yeah, we should send a memo, Dean, at the beginning.
Is there a 5-minute German meeting period?
Indeed. Just a heads up for tomorrow, by the way, John, do you have a time yet? 1 o'clock, immediately after session. We're going to try to get together so that folks can get out of here. We've got 2 bills tomorrow, I believe, that will hopefully prove non-controversial, and we can get people on their way.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's the
notice?
We'll
notice.
We'll move it there and just file if anybody has problems.
That's right.
Of course. I'm going to move it to the calendar.
You heard about the 5-minute German meeting here.
Huh? All right. As long as we have some time, just cut those out. All right, Representative Loeffler is here. As she's coming up to the table, you'll note you're getting the most important handout that we've had this session. It's the NCAA tournament bracket for March Madness. Since we do oversee the gambling in Minnesota from the House perspective, we are running a pool. Since we also need to be legal, there is no entry fee. This year is just picking up the tab for prizes, which are first, second, and last place. Involving pizza and so forth, you do not want to win last place. There's a very special prize for that. Representative Loeffler, we are near a quorum. What we're doing is just hearing bills, and then we'll move them as we get to the point where we've got a quorum. Representative Loeffler, you're in luck. We'll move that House File 3610 be recommended pass and referred to the Committee on Public Safety and Civil Justice. Representative Loeffler, you have a delete all, is that my understanding?
Mr. Chairman, I do. The AO8 1455 delete everything amendment.
The chair will move the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Loeffler, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill, you know, from my previous appearances before this committee, is I am a big fan of prevention. And this bill deals with the information that's available to health practitioners before they make decisions in treating. And it basically provides that health practitioners shall not access information regarding debt information related to medical debt, other patient rating systems, before they're making decisions about care treatment. And with me, Mr. Chairman, is Jeff Harrington from the Minnesota Attorney General's Office, who'd be glad to provide additional background.
Mr. Harrington, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Thank you for taking the time to hear this important bill. As you may be aware, news accounts have indicated that a company is developing a service that would compile data on medical payment histories of individuals and sell that data to healthcare providers to help determine the likelihood that a patient would pay their bills. And I believe you should have some of those newspaper articles in front of you. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I don't think it's any secret that one-third of Americans have problems with medical debt, and that even the two-thirds of Americans who have health insurance still have unaffordable co-pays and deductibles. Medical debt is fundamentally different than other kinds of debt because ordinarily people do not choose to become sick. People often seek medical treatment because they have to. Now, one risk in not protecting the privacy of an individual's payment history is that the patient may not get the treatment that she needs because of the debt that she carries. Indeed, healthcare providers may choose to ration healthcare based on debt load. And this prospect is a frightening reality for many Minnesotans. So this bill seeks to solve this pressing problem, and it's tailored to protect the privacy of medical debt information. It regulates those healthcare providers that provide healthcare for a fee and are eligible for reimbursement from medical assistance. It contains simple, common sense protections for information relating to the payment history and indebtedness of patients. Principally important in this act prohibits healthcare providers from disclosing an individual patient's financial or medical debt information to another entity. And second, it prohibits the healthcare provider from obtaining or using financial or medical debt information until after patient treatment has been provided. Now, importantly, it does not prevent the provider from sharing the financial information or debt information with the patient or the patient's insurer or the patient's third-party debt management services provider or an attorney, accountant, or auditor employed by or acting on behalf of the healthcare provider, or lastly, the state and federal government as required by law. In addition, it doesn't prevent a provider from disclosing a judgment entered by a court. It doesn't prevent a provider from discussing payment options or insurance coverage. And the bill only applies to medically necessary health care services and not to cosmetic procedures without any medical necessity. Again, this bill provides basic, ground-level, common-sense protection to level the playing field for Minnesota patients. With that, I'd welcome any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Mr. Harrington. We appreciate your testimony. Normally what we do is we'll take all the testimony, and then whoever we have questions for, we'll call them back up. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've also got Mr. Bartsch on the... he's just too cold to talk to us? All right, good deal. Is there anyone else that desires to testify? Seeing none, Representative Loeffler, further
Mr.
comments?
Mr. Chairman, I will just for the record note that as in all bills, new issues arise, and apparently there are some information provided by credit bureaus that is not debt-related, and so we're going to work with people who use these unique products to make sure that that's addressed. And there may be an issue related to nursing homes. They're exempted here, and we'll continue to make sure that all parties continue to be happy with this preventative bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Ellis?
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you. And Representative Loeffler, is someone who met with the law on Lost, had a bill dealing with credit scores and how they're applied and what can be used, not used, that the folks at the credit agencies took to court and we lost. So I'm just curious as to what federal law supersedes, and if you're, again, someone who bet the house and lost, what are you doing to take into consideration federal law?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Zellers, I will again defer to the Attorney General's office, who has been actually wrestling with a lot of these issues. I suspect they might have been a party to that effort if that was in your public service.
Surprisingly enough, we were on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, representatives, the Attorney General's office would argue that this bill is not preempted by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which I think perhaps would be the act, that the federal law that you have in mind. Without getting into too much detail, we believe that the bill regulates healthcare providers that accept medical assistance. And within the medical assistance realm, we believe that the state has a compelling state interest in protecting patients who are engaged with the medical assistance regime, insofar as the state provides reimbursement to healthcare providers. The state has an interest, and I would say an obligation, to regulate those entities receiving medical assistance and protect the privacy of all Minnesotans. Second, the central purpose of this bill is to prohibit the rationing of health care. And the FCRA doesn't speak to health care. It doesn't regulate the provisions of health care. And, you know, finally, while the opponents, the industry, may well argue that this bill is preempted, this office would oppose that with the arguments in fuller detail than I've given here. And ultimately, that issue is for a court to decide. I think that the specter of a possible any preemption in this case is outweighed by the benefit that this bill has. I would say that any preemption issue wouldn't thwart the entirety of this bill, and it still has great protections for the citizens of Minnesota.
Mr. Sharon, Representative Ellis.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Harrington. I, yeah, me too. I said a lot of the same things, and when we, on a bipartisan basis here, passed that bill and went to the courts, and thank you for your advocacy. The Attorney General laid claim for the bill, but again, Representative Loeffler, just as a friendly heads up, I imagine that they aren't here today, but I imagine the bureaus will be knocking on your door and may have some bad news for you as you go forward. Just a heads up, even though it doesn't specifically say in there, it also does not say. And I think that the wiggle room may, and again, with setting up precedents like we did last year, it may be an uphill road here, but Godspeed on your way.
Thank you.
Are there other questions or concerns with respect to the bill? All right, if not, the chair will renew his motion at House File 3610. I'm sorry, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question. Is cosmetic procedures without any medical necessity defined in statute anymore?
Mr. Harrington?
Mr. Chair, Representative, it is not specifically defined. I think that this term is a term of art that, first of all, patients and providers would need to wrestle with and make their expert determinations on. If this were to be litigated in a court, then the courts would have to weigh in. But there is no specific definition for medical necessity or cosmetic procedures.
Representative Anderson, anything further? Members, anything? Any other questions? Is there anyone else who desires to testify or be heard? Seeing none, the chair will renew his motion that House File 3610 as amended be recommended passed and referred to the Committee on Public Safety and Civil Justice. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Representative
thank you, Loeffler,
much
for your consideration and your time.
Thank you. Mr. Harrington, thank you as well. Folks, we, Representative Ellis.
Mr. Chairman, I'd actually like to move House File 4007 if it's before the committee. Your bill?
Which one is it? Now? We do have it scheduled for tomorrow. So you just can't wait to recycle beer cakes?
Just trying to
speed things along.
With the time we have allotted, we've finished ahead of schedule again. You're at the bench, do the work.
As we generally do. And I appreciate that. We do like to offer appropriate notice in case, the anti-beer keg
or the beer keg
decide to show up. I don't know who it might be, Representative Zellers, but having been chastised once in a while for not providing enough notice on certain bills, I think we'll do that one. Also tomorrow we anticipate a bill with I don't recall the file number. It's the decaxyl fluoride related bill. At this point, we do not have any other bills that are going to come before us tomorrow. My hope is to have get together at 1 o'clock or just as soon as session gets done and rapidly move through the agenda so people can tend to their other obligations. I know that this is not, or tomorrow will not be a normal committee hearing time, so I appreciate your understanding and the need to do that as we get to the second deadline. With that, folks, we did hear the Representative Rukavina's bill prior to some members getting here. proven uncontroversial. There hasn't been anybody. In fact, I believe it's a bipartisan bill. With that, the chair will move that Senate File 3147 be recommended to pass and sent to the consent calendar. Discussion to that. The consent calendar is because it passed 59-0 in the Senate, 62-0 in the Senate. I missed three. There has not been any controversy at any juncture along the line. If anybody has any heartburn about that, we'll put it onto the calendar for today. But otherwise, let's just send it to the consent calendar. And it was there in the Senate as well. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. Representative Simpson moves the minutes of the March 17, 2008 meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. And finally, and most important, make sure you get your NCAA brackets turned in no later than tomorrow, or it's actually Thursday noon, right? All right. With that, folks, we stand adjourned.